Yo, Roman Labor Correspondent Willie Terry, still here at the Labor Day picnic, and I have as my guest Joe Seidman.
Hey, Willie.
Long-time activist. How you doing, Joe?
Doing fine. It's good to be here at the Solidarity Picnic.
And Joe, tell me something about your labor history.
Well, I'm a retired labor union member and supporter of Solidarity and many other groups that work together to fight for the interests of the 99%.
What labor union you was in?
I'm retired PEF, Public Employees Federation member.
Okay. Okay. And Joe, give me your thoughts on this 2019 Labor Day.
Well, I think that labor is struggling. I think people are beginning to understand that labor solidarity means working together to fight for the right for people to have unions, to have a decent pay, $15 minimum wage, to have decent benefits, decent retirement, decent health care, all of which America as a society can afford. And the Solidarity Committee is here fighting along with larger movement for the interests of the 99%, for the interests of working class America.
So let me just ask you this question, Joe. Now you say you're involved in a lot of other organizations. What are some of the groups that
I'm involved with Saratoga Progressive Action. It's an indivisible group, part of a network of groups around the country. I'm also a state committee member of the Working Families Party, and I'm volunteer with Citizen Action of New York, and many of the groups here, including the Solidarity Committee, work together, and we're doing our best to try and build political power.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, they say I always ask this question on Labor Day. If you had to grade the labor movement this Labor Day from, let's say, grade A to F, what grade would you give it and why?
Well, I think of like a slope. You know, if you think of a slope on a hill, like you're going down a hill, you hit the bottom of the hill, and then now you're on the way up. So I think somewhere, however numeric letter grade you give that, we're on our way up from a very difficult time where the interests of the very wealthy have done everything they can to try and destroy the labor movement, and I think we are fighting, and I think we're on our way up.
Okay. Now, you say you were in the Green Party, right?
No, I'm not. I'm a member of the Working Families Party.
Sorry.
Well, let me ask you this question. It's easy to get those confused.
All right. Do you feel the labor movement should begin to build their own party, or should they continue their relationship with the Democratic Republic?
Well, I have found, as a member of the Working Families Party, that working together with people from the Democratic Party, people like a guy named Congressman Paul Tonkin, you may have heard of, oh, there he is, and a number of other people who could be Democrats and Working Families Party, and if you're, you know, well, let's work together. So I'm in support of working together, and in New York I have the good fortune of being able to actually have political parties that work together. Hopefully we'll keep that. So that's what I'm supportive of, whether you want to be a Democrat or Working Families Party person. If we're going to work together to support the interests of working class people, let's do it.
Oh, okay. And I do ask this question about what do you think labor role should be in the global warming of the climate issue problem?
Sure. Well, I think that we have the potential with a Green New Deal, if we can get that to happen, to have a good deal of good paying jobs. It should be unionized jobs, and our labor unions should be right there in part of making these jobs happen.
Okay, absolutely. Joe.
All right, good talking to you.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, good talk.
Yeah, still here at the Labor Day picnic at Cook Park, and I have one of the organizers of this event, Art Fletcher. How you doing, Art?
I'm doing well. It's another great Solidarity picnic today, Willie.
Yeah. So what do you think? You know, you had a lot of people here today.
Yeah, we usually draw a couple hundred people come and go, but the weather kept it down a little bit today, but still it was a great crowd, I think, and we had another good time.
Yeah, but the weather did break for a while, and you had a lot of people outside.
Yeah, a lot of people sit outside. They don't come in, so couldn't really tell, but everybody seemed to have fun, great music, great food. Gave out some awards today, including one to you, which was really great.
So, all right, let me just ask you a question. As you know about labor, on this Labor Day 2019, let's say if you could grade labor from A to F, what grade would you give them and tell me why?
Well, the labor movement been struggling pretty much. I started as a labor organizer in the 80s. And that was shortly after Ronald Reagan broke the PATCO strike by firing those people. So my whole life working in the labor movement has been an uphill struggle the last 30 years or so, 30, 40 years. And I think we're still in that struggle. Obviously, the membership is way down. Encouraged by the success of the nurses at Albany Med, 2,200 nurses organized. There hasn't been very many union victories that size in the last decade, I would say. So that's very encouraging, and hopefully they'll get a contract soon.
Now, I know y'all do an international May Day, too. So what's the difference between May Day and Labor Day?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, May Day was the original Labor Day in the United States, where it started 1886, and the struggle for the eight-hour day, which was successful, and there were big rallies beginning in the early 1880s. In 1886, big rally in Chicago and all, and a Haymarket tragedy. And then 6 years later, because May Day was an international workers' holiday and very militant workers, Grover Cleveland established Labor Day in the United States to try to take some of the militancy out of the workers' struggle on May Day. So as far as I'm concerned, May Day is a true international workers' holiday in the world as well as the United States. But here in the United States, majority of people do celebrate the first Monday in September as Labor Day.
So what's next on the agenda for Solidarity?
Well, Solidarity is struggling with several issues. Certainly, single-payer health care is top of the chart. We're willing to do whatever we need to do to support the nurses at Albany Med.
I know you've been involved a long time, so just tell our audience a little bit about who is Art Flesher.
You know, I started labor work here in 81 with the Service Employees International Union, and I've been a union organizer, negotiator, and representative since that time. Had a stint as a president of the Troy Area Labor Council, and was active as a labor coordinator with the Labor Religion Coalition, and was a founding member of the Solidarity Committee back in 1983. Been involved in those issues ever since that time.
Who's Art as a person? Married or
yeah, yes. Been married for quite a while. I have two children. Have four granddaughters, right? Been a resident of Troy for about 40 years. So.
Oh, okay, so that's Art Flesher, you know, an ordinary person.
All right.
But you can see what he's been involved in. Thank you, Art.